Red Reflection, How Quickly the World Changed. Written by Phil McNamara. Narrated by Chloe Schwank. Dedication to Darcy. Chapter 1. The 3682nd Day of Blue. Dear little L, my name is Ellen. I am your mother. You were born yesterday, on the 3682nd day of blue. Your father is dead. I do not have long to live. You will be an orphan girl. But these abrupt first words are of little consequence. They are not sad facts. There will be more urgent matters for your worry as you grow older. The world has changed, and the blue is everywhere. The air is thick and soaked with an oily stench. Even the sun struggles through. Everything I touch is greasy blue, and at night the ever-present high-pitched rattling is maddening. It is in our lungs and bitter on our tongues. How will you ever survive? It was only yesterday that the ants refused to come out of their nest. They closed off every entrance, and it wasn't even raining. So what hope is there? Why do I write these words? I must be quick. Otherwise, how will you know about the time we walked with bare feet and could feel the coarse sand beneath the cool water of our creeks, and feel the contrast of the stony ground, the crackling of fallen branches, and the soft leaves of sedges between our toes? How will you know of the familiar smells of pollen and freshly killed meat of our prey, the endless upward-reaching branches and cover of trees and bushes, and sounds of birds competing to be heard as the sun rose each morning? But why tell you about the red if there is no hope for its return? I will be fast. There is still hope. The people's survival depend on at least part of the red returning. Their survival depends on you, little L. And here we are already. So soon in my story, so soon in your short life, and I have come to the most important part, a request for you to consider your life's purpose. It is simple enough, and I won't waste words getting to the point. Little L, the world needs you to grow to be a great and wonderful poet. There, it is done. I have asked the question, and now I can relax. If I die tomorrow, sufficient words are here for you to know what must be done. Slower now. As you grow from this vulnerable child that I hold in my arms, you will come to know and love two people, Pen and Chuff. They will care for you when I am dead. They are here with me now. They are good friends, although looking at them you'd never tell. They are fighting over whose turn it is to hold you. Pen will win, though. She's older and wiser than Chuff, and she's always been the strong one, not physically. She's quite soft in that way, with fullness about her body, like she's always been well fed. That one feature led me to the unfair assumption that she was part of the blue from the beginning. It's only now I see she is part of the hope that I also see in you. So it is not her physical presence that leads me to the notion that she will hold you next. Rather, there is something in the way she talks that will persuade Chuff to listen and agree. She has a gentle confidence that Chuff knows well, having lived with her for so long. They live down there, at the bottom of Woodland Hill, in a small stone shelter that never progressed into a modern one like the rest. Pen is a good person. You will have something in common with her before long. She became an orphan when her parents died in the fire on the first day of blue. Chuff's mother, brother, and sisters also died on that first day. Every family had losses. I guess that's why Lo wanted to change the world and rose up to force Chuff's father, Oot, out of power. Chuff is a good person too, but he's getting more like me every day, preferring to hide away when there's too much conflict. In many ways, he's the exact opposite of Pen. His hair is thin and greasy, while hers is thick and bouncy. His posture is stooped and gangly, while she is straight and tall. He is perennially undecided, while she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?